You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Ravens are 11-4 on the money line. The Cowboys are 2-7 and this spread sits at 7 currently. The Ravens plus 7 even money, the Cowboys minus 7 at 5-6 and the total points line is set at 45. The under is 10-11 and the over is 10-11. 5-4 the Ravens currently. And they travel to Dallas to take on the 8-1 Cowboys, who are flying, Gil, with their two rookies, Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott, doing the damage. That pair turned it on against the Steelers as well last weekend, Gil, in that shootout. And during the week, the Cowboys publicly announced that Prescott would be the starter and Tony Romo his backup. A lot of people, Gil, thought it was noble that Romo stood in front of the press and the cameras and supported Prescott. But it was sad to me, Gil. It was as if a man was doing his own eulogy. That's what it was like, Gil.
It was the strangest thing. I don't want to say I've ever seen, because that makes it sound crazy. But it was very odd. I'm with you. Sad, yes. I thought odd. You know, Dave, when someone takes over your podcast for you after you do this podcast for 10, 15 years, like Romo's been quarterback of the Cowboys, it would be very odd for you to stand there and give an emotional press conference about it. I'm not sure it was required, first of all. Like, I'm not sure why he felt the need to do a press conference. That's the first thing. Second thing was, there was something about the fact that it was scripted, right? He had written this down and he was looking at the notes. So it was not really, it didn't come across as this genuinely heartfelt thing so much as it did this, there's a gun off camera that we can't see being pointed at his head, delivery of this. So it was very odd for me. I just thought, I was like, what? Why is this happening? Like, was this really necessary? And so, yeah, it was kind of strange where he did read his own eulogy. You know, my hunch is it's the NFL. We're probably going to see Tony Romo at some point, whether it's by injury to Dak or poor play by Dak. I mean, we haven't seen the last of Tony Romo, certainly not, and even if not in a Cowboys uniform, certainly not in this league. I suspect we'll see him somewhere, though I will say if I were his wife or child, I have no idea why he wants to keep playing. You know, he's had injuries to his vertebrae, for God's sakes.
Do you think it was the right or wrong decision, or did it turn out to be the only decision the Cowboys could make as a franchise?
I think the latter. I think it's the only decision they could have made. I mean, we debated it here by meaning just football fans. You know, for I'd say about 3 solid weeks, we're like, oh, what are they going to do? And there's some Dak people and there were some Romo people. The Dak people saying you can't go away from the hot hand. The Romo people saying, are you kidding me? It's a small sample size, only 5 games or 4 games or whatever it was at the time that we're having this debate. And that debate really just kind of fizzled away, because week after week, Dak just kept getting it done. And now if you pulled him, it would really be ridiculous.
And these two rookies have been sensational. Dak Prescott has 2,339 passing yards. Ezekiel Elliott, over 1,000 rushing yards now. They became the second rookie quarterback and rookie running back teammates with at least 2,000 passing yards and 1,000 rushing yards in a season since Robert Griffin III and Alfred Morris.
Oh, yeah.
Back in Washington in 2012. You'll remember that, Gil.
Oh, we remember it well, Dave. Wait, hold on. Give me a moment. Oh, that felt great. Yeah, no, that was a spectacular year for all Redskin fans. You know, though, you're right. Everything you say about Dak, everything you say about Ezekiel Elliott, you and I could have run through that hole to win that game or to seal that win for the Cowboys last week against the Steelers. And what I mean to say by that is Dak was an amazing pick. Dak Prescott, 4th-round pick for the Cowboys, really has exceeded all expectations. Ezekiel Elliott, people were saying it was a luxury pick at number 4, that the Cowboys might have addressed another need, and he's turned out to be wonderful. But it is that offensive line. I think that's really the point that needs to be made about this team. Move in Cowboys history actually occurred before they drafted these guys, which was a non-pick. When Johnny Manziel of Texas A&M University was available, Johnny Manziel was the guy in college football, but he was clearly, physically had question marks about whether he could translate his game to the pro game. And secondly, there were character issues, which have since come to pass. And Jerry Jones, who is essentially P.T. Barnum, wanted to draft him so badly. But people in the organization somehow convinced him. They're like, Jerry, you shouldn't do this. You shouldn't do this. Draft one of these great offensive linemen. And they got to Jerry, and that ends up being the biggest draft in Cowboys history, because right now they've got a trio of Travis Frederick, Zach Martin, and Tyron Smith on that offensive line. They're the best offensive line in football, and that team is unstoppable because of it. And I think it masks their defensive flaws as well.
How do you view this matchup then, Gil? The Ravens at the Cowboys. This spread is set at 7. The Cowboys have the number one rushing offense behind that offensive line that you've just mentioned, while the Ravens have the number one rushing defense in the league, conceding an average of 71.3 yards per game. The Cowboys have never beaten the Ravens either. They've met four times before, and the Ravens have won all four. How do you view the matchup, Gil?
Yeah, I wouldn't put too much stock into that 0-4. I mean, I don't think that is significant in that it's those are different ball clubs. And when you do things by yards per play, which is how I use, that's the metric that I use on these. Baltimore is, in fact, the number one rush defense, 3.3 yards per rush allowed. Dallas is number two, only behind Buffalo's mark of, I believe it's 5.3 yards per play on the ground on offense. Yes, 5.3. So it seems like it's strength versus strength. But Baltimore's defense has not played anybody, really. The two offenses that they did play, the Raiders and the Redskins, the only top offenses they faced, really did gash them. So Baltimore's statistics are somewhat, you know, somewhat strange and somewhat a mask for the fact that this team's probably not that great on defense. And they're certainly mediocre on offense. And Joe Flacco is the poster child of that mediocrity. They have some injuries on their offensive line. Alex Lewis and Marshall Yanda is uncertain for this game. And Flacco was asked about Baltimore's offense, and he, in typical Flacco fashion, said, you know, it hasn't been perfect. We've got to get better. I've got to be better at dealing with some things. And I think he fell asleep right after he said that with his narcolepsy, because he's such an excitable guy. But, you know, if I'm making the case for Dallas, let's put it this way, Dave. This is very simple. If I'm making the case for Dallas, Dallas 7-point favorite here, the case I would make is this. Dallas has a Thanksgiving Day game 4 days later. So they have a prospect of 2 games in 5 days. And that game happens to be against their rivals, the Washington Redskins. And they're just coming off the dramatic win against the Steelers. So you've got the Ravens wedged in between the Steelers and the Redskins. Not only is it a game that is, you know, just on that alone, potentially the game that they would look ahead from, you know, to the Redskins game, which is, you know, just on a normal week schedule. But they're really facing, and Dallas is used to doing this because they always play the Thanksgiving Day game. Dallas and Detroit always play those games. So Dallas knows how to approach this 2-game in 5-day span. And I think if you saw the Cowboys go up 10, 13 points late in this game, you could make the case that they would pull guys, whereas in other games they wouldn't. So if you're making the case for Baltimore plus the points, I think that's the case you make. I, however, don't buy into that. I'm not getting in front of this Cowboys train. I'll take the Cowboys and give the points.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.